June 11th, stay where you started. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 19 through 24. Circumcision is nothing and uncircumcision is nothing, but the keeping of the commandments of God is what matters. Let each one remain in the same calling in which he was called. Were you called while a slave? Do not be concerned about it, but if you can be made free, rather use it. For he who is called in the Lord while a slave is the Lord's freedman. Likewise, he who is called while free is Christ's slave. You were bought at a price. Do not become slaves of men. Brethren, let each one remain with God in that state in which he was called. It's important to always keep in mind that Paul is writing a letter to the church at Corinth, but he is writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. In our verses for today, the subject is staying where you started or live as you're called. Evidently, the Corinthians got caught up making changes for religious reasons that have held no value. Some believers who were not Jewish when they came to Christ were becoming circumcised, and some Jewish believers had abandoned their old culture and were living as Gentiles. Paul's encouragement was simply to stay put in the culture you were called in. Circumcision or uncircumcision has no spiritual significance whatsoever. What does matter is obeying God and keeping His commandments. Paul then makes a statement about slavery that some people have misinterpreted, saying that Paul was pro-slavery. Paul was pro-Christ. He wrote about the higher way of living that's available when a person accepts the Lord as Savior. When Paul wrote to the slaves, he did not advocate staying as a slave. He was advocating that slaves understand their new place in Christ superseded their place as slaves. This is why Paul said not to be concerned. Don't worry about being a slave. If you have the opportunity to be free as a slave, use it. But in Christ, a slave was a free man. The position of a slave did not reduce an individual in the Lord's sight. And if you are a free man, you belong to the Lord. This corresponds with what Paul had written in chapter 6, that believers were bought with a price and belonged to God. Believers were not their own. We touched on this in yesterday's devotional. In the culture of Paul's day, an individual could make the choice to be a slave. But here's where we see Paul's view of slavery. If a believer was free, do not become a slave to man. The believer had already been bought with a price. Spiritual truths were very real to Paul. He understood that someone's spiritual standing was more important than their natural standing, and Christ was more important than in slavery. Across the board, Paul encouraged the church to relish what they had in Christ and not be as concerned with their natural position in life. Application. Some of the horrors of slavery that took place in our nation make Paul's words sound harsh. And again, Paul was not pro-slavery. His words of being bought at a price spiritually and belonging to God reveal Paul's heart in this letter. I'm sure heaven rejoiced when slavery in America ended. The emphasis of these verses is a reminder that God values what's been done in us spiritually more than our natural status. Man makes a big deal out of natural positions, but it does not change a thing with God. The Lord is more concerned about how we live and getting our hearts right before Him. What we do for Him on earth, regardless of our position or lack of position, is what we'll be judged by in the end. Spiritual realities are the great equalizer. We are constantly in a state of renewing our minds to see things from God's perspective. Prayer. Thank you, Lord, that I belong to You. Help me see things from Your perspective and live in such a way that You're honored by my life.